Hello.
Hello.
I'm Dan.
I'm
this
Dan.
Is Matt. No,
this
I'm
is
Dan.
Matt. No, I'm
no,
Dan.
You're Dan.
No, you're Dan.
I know.
I know.
Why did you ever doubt me?
Why did you ever doubt me?
Why are you repeating what I'm saying?
Why are you repeating what I'm saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's not what you...
That's not
why
what you...
are you full of lies?
Why are you full of lies?
This is... Penis.
Penis.
Face.
Face.
It's not so funny, is it?
It's not so funny, is it?
That was you. That was you just then.
Okay, well, I enjoyed that while it lasted. Sounds like your microphone just took a dump.
Bleh. Oh, because I probably tapped on the desk. Sorry.
No. No, it's a digital noise.
I tapped on the desk digitally. I can do that.
No, it's still doing it.
Bleh. See, I just did it again.
Well, in the news today, 5 Frederick Framson went to the downturn and went out. I'm sorry. I was accidentally too funny.
I was expecting an actual news story. And then not real words came out. Why are you trying to kill me?
My brain doesn't work when I'm tired, so sometimes I take advantage of it.
That's not fair.
It's not fair, Dan.
Oh. Oh my god, wow. You don't actually have a news item for today?
Oh, I do.
Okay, alright, good. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We're not ready for that yet. We have to start with with announcements.
Announcements.
Yeah, we need an announcements theme song.
Mm-hmm.
So, my announcement today is that I'm running for president of Belgium.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I don't want to hear any more about it because I don't think you're going to win.
Well, I mean, that's just one man's opinion in
yes, I know.
A world of Belgian chocolate.
You've done this before. You know you've done this before, and every time...
The Swedish Council does not count, all right?
They're not
that
even...
Was...
They didn't even want to talk to you by the end of that.
Matt, I...
You were good friends with at least 2 of the people on that council, and...
But they still voted for me, okay? It was a majority vote... And just because one person voiced a sexual harassment claim,
look,
I was completely disqualified from running. That
it wasn't
is, that's
the
not,
sexual harassment that bothered me.
They could not prove anything.
It's what you sent to their houses.
I thought that a box full of severed arms would smooth things over, all right?
I know you did. That's
Excuse
the problem.
Me for not understanding their weird Swedish customs, all right?
They just make furniture. They just want to make furniture and not have arms.
So why can't they make furniture out of arms? Severed arms?
Because they rot. You don't understand. Things
you don't
die.
Think I thought of that? They were all preserved, okay? I taxidermied every single one of those by hand, mind you.
I think you have a problem.
I think you need to keep your nose out of politics. What? You don't understand, Matt.
Is it going to be legs in Belgium? Is that going to be what's next? It's going to be legs, isn't it?
My PR manager has advised me not to say anything about that, but I'll give you a bit of a hint that it's not legs.
Your PR manager is a refrigerator.
He's the best PR manager that I've had so far, all right? I've been running for office for 10 years, and he has always kept me on track.
Yeah, by keeping your limbs, severed limbs in
he
check.
Keeps me cool in my times of need.
And the limbs. I should mention, that's where you store the limbs.
It's a practical issue, all right? It's practical.
Yes, but you don't
sometimes
hire things...
Sometimes you need a box of severed arms kept cool because you can't taxidermy all of them at once.
I don't,
you know,
just
it takes
hire
time.
Any.
You have to remove the skin. You have to get rid of the blood. There's a lot of blood to get rid of. I don't think you understand.
It's
how
not
much
even,
blood
even,
a box of severed arms has.
It's not even so much that. It's I don't go out and hire any appliance that helps me. So you could have hired somebody that, like, an actual person like me. I could have helped you. But no, it's an appliance.
Matt, it's not my fault that you're closed-minded.
I'm not.
Right?
I just
was ready to embrace the future.
I
want to
be important, too.
Well, you need to go talk to a dishwasher, maybe.
No, you don't understand how the world works. These things, you cannot talk to them. You can talk to me. I'm a person. No,
microwave.
No, still no. Still no.
But
anything with a face.
You got to get with the times, man. We're on this podcast and everyone listening is going to think that you're from the 1920s or something. I'm Mr. Witkowski. I speak to other people.
Well, maybe things were better back then before everybody stopped having arms and legs.
Nobody stopped having arms and legs. Well, some people did once I commandeered them.
Commandeered? You're a leg captain now, are you?
Yeah, I'm the captain of the SS Severed Arm Box.
Just decide that you're going to captain people's legs into oblivion. I understand why.
Look,
you do,
Matt,
you do.
If somebody wants to donate their arm, I'm not going to deny them. All right? And that's all we're going to say about that issue. Let's move on.
All right, moving on.
That's all I have for my announcements. Yep. I will be running for the 2016 Belgium elections, so vote for Dan.
So, today we're going to go to Arizona, where they have Halton salt.
Halton salt? Is
yes,
that
Halton
one
salt.
Word or two?
That's two. It's two words.
Halton salt. Is it salt that stops
why
suddenly?
Why don't we go to the factory? Okay,
all right, let's go.
To the factory.
Let's take all right.
We're at the factory, and then we walk down the steps.
Are you
going to
let me in?
Face?
I'm standing outside.
Yeah. All right,
Open
right.
The door.
One second.
Open the door.
There you go. Door's open.
I'm still not in.
No.
That was the wrong door. I'm on the other side.
There.
Matt, I'm waving my arms. I'm waving.
No, I'm
I just took
you don't have.
I'm throwing,
you're lucky to have
I'm
arms.
Throwing peanuts at the window.
I'm opening the door. Do you hear the door?
Oh, that door. Okay, I'm across the street. Hang on.
Just listen to
hang
the
on.
Noise.
Hang on. I'm coming. Okay. All right. Hi. All
right.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey. Welcome.
Let's do our handshake.
Touching hands. Why are you so clammy?
All
right. About that.
I licked my palms.
Okay. Well,
all right.
So
let's
here
go
we are.
In.
Here we are in the proverbial belly of the beast. Aren't you excited?
This place smells strange.
I know. Do you know what that smell is? It's salt. No, you were. It's okay. You didn't.
I guess I was overthinking it. It's kind of an obvious answer, isn't it?
You can't match my pace. It's okay. So, well, so it's salt. That's what the smell is. And do you know what kind?
Halton salt.
No, that's not a real thing.
But
I made that up.
Why?
This is a basement. We're in
this
my basement.
Is your basement. Yeah, we're totally in your basement.
I don't even
why
have
do you have a gun?
Anymore. It's your gun.
Why do you have what? You stole my gun when we were doing our handshake, you son of a bitch.
Well, it's just not my fault that you have guns for hands.
Well, now I have one gun for one hand because you have my other hand gun.
It's a handgun. Now you understand.
It is literally a hand. Yes, hand space gun. Period.
I'm glad.
Now give it back.
Give
it back, or I'll shoot you with my other handgun.
This segment is actually about handguns and how they were invented. We're going to learn
the
so
handgun
much.
Was all right. So I'll start us off here. The handgun was invented in 1968.
Really?
By a man named Richard Handergunst.
It's okay. You need to.
Sorry,
take
I have problems with foreign pronunciations because I'm American.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
No, so it was Jonathan Handgunst, and so he was a long-time user of the long rifle, but he realized that it didn't work in closed quarter situations when you needed to shoot somebody really close,
right,
you know, in a hallway. Right. So he developed a system whereby you chop off your hand and use a bunch of, well, in his time, it was just sort of sticky bandages and rope.
Mm-hmm.
But today we use high-tech surgical-grade steel bolts to attach the handgun to the arm.
Right. Those were first used with Frankenstein, weren't they?
Yeah. He had actually four of them. That didn't catch on because it's just the sheer weight. It was just too much to carry around. You know, like you're flopping around with two arms with four guns.
Weighs the head down, you know, and the head
yeah,
arms.
Exactly. So the most common scenario you see nowadays is the one gun per hand.
Okay.
I say hand, I mean, you know, arm, end of the arm.
Right, end of the arm. Can't be just the hand, reticulated splines. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. You can only use them once because you can't reload them.
Okay.
That's not to say that the gun itself can't be reloaded, it's that you don't have any hands to actually put new bullets in. So.
Yeah, I'm just going to close this door. Yeah, I'm getting tired.
You got to grease that door, man.
It's not a greasy door.
It sounds like an... Well, no, it's not. That's why it's squeaking.
Why can I still hear
squeaky
your voice
door gets
like,
the grease.
Is
huh?
that right? I still hear you clearly speaking. You're on the other side of the door.
No, I'm not.
Wow, now you're in your hand.
I followed you.
Wow.
I followed you.
You followed me. All right, you're nimble.
I will not be ignored. I will not be silenced.
You're nimble. Nimbleman.
That is me. Nimbleman's yes. Shrunk face.
Schrankdorken.
Mm-hmm.
Schrankdorkengorst.
So you have some news today. You sent me a text about this earlier.
I do, yeah.
It was something about a seagull.
Yeah.
And this piqued my interest because I'm a huge advocate of killing birds.
Right. I know. So, I know. You really.
I hate everything. Everything avian.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what I was telling you about, it's kind of funny, but I ended up inside of a seagull today. It's a funny thing, right? It's weird. You don't normally do that, right?
Yeah, that's not something you see every day.
One minute I was just sitting there on the beach. I opened my eyes. I was inside of it, a seagull,
just like that.
I didn't
just
know
like
it at
that.
First. I didn't know it at first. But
well,
I just,
what was your first thought? What was your
well,
first thought when you opened
my
your
first thought was that something like a whale had eaten me. Right, because
that's
whales.
Ridiculous.
I'm like it's the only thing I could fit inside of. Right, and what else could I fit inside of? Nothing. I'm a big guy, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I could fit inside a whale, and what else would be undulating around me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
It took me a couple of minutes until I realized that the I was in a bird, you know, specifically a seagull.
What was it that tipped you off?
Probably the seagull noise. But usually you hear the seagull noise from the outside of the bird. So I have to say it took me a couple of minutes to realize it was actually coming from the inside.
Wow.
Where I was. I know.
That's kind of mind-blowing, actually.
I know. Can you
do, like, a reenactment of the sound it made?
No. Well, actually, I'm still in the seagull. But so I can't really make any disturbing noises in here for fear that he will poop me out. He could be in the sky. He could be over the ocean.
He might
I really
be, like,
don't
just
know.
Flying over a skyscraper or something.
That's right.
And you're getting
That's
impaled.
Right. I don't want to be impaled. I'd rather stay inside of this bird where it's warm and comfortable.
Right.
So
it's safe
I,
there.
So, but I can. I would imagine you can imagine. I'm imagining you imagine.
I can.
Me inside of a bird.
I can imagine.
Right.
Yeah. No, I can definitely get that.
Good.
Man, that's crazy. That's,
I know.
That's so cool.
It's so weird. I tried to send you a picture, but it's dark in here.
Yeah. You probably don't get great cell reception in a seagull, too.
That's good enough. You know, they're not really thick. They don't have, like, a thick
exoskeleton. Do you get LTE or just 3G?
I get a good LTE, yeah. A good foot signal? A good signal. A good foot signal.
Yeah. Who's your carrier?
Is it
a pigeon?
Yeah, no, it's a seagull. It's funny. You're almost 20.
Wow, that's crazy. So
I know.
So I'm running for Belgian president, and you're inside a seagull.
Do you understand why I was upset?
I do.
I just want to
I
be
get
important.
It now.
I just,
in that
I
context,
in seagull
I get it. You're under a lot of stress right now.
Yeah, I'm a brave soldier. I'm trying to maintain a positive face about this, but, you know.
No, I hats off to you, man. You're doing good.
I know. I'll be okay.
You will
I don't
be.
Know
you
what
know, I have no doubt.
I know. You've always supported me and my endeavors. This
I
isn't
do,
one
you know,
of them, but
whenever you need a helping hand, I'm always there to put my hand on your shoulder just a little bit longer than would be comfortable.
Right.
That's
I know.
me. I know. That's me
and,
in a nutshell.
And you feel the warmth seeping through the shirt.
Right, right. Just long enough for that. Yeah.
Right.
And then when I let go, you still feel the warmth because my hand's been there for so long.
Right. And then you wonder what you're thinking while your hand is on the shoulder.
Yeah, and but you always know what I'm thinking.
You hope to God you don't have an erection.
Well, it's a natural process, Matt. You know, it happens.
I'm offended that you both laughed at that and used my name. I know. No laughing!
Sorry, I, Well, that's our show.
That's our show!
Next week, we're going to be interviewing somebody.
Somebody.
So you're going to want to stay tuned for that.
Surprise! It might be you.
Surprise! It's a surprise guest. Yeah, it might be. So, have a great weekend, everyone, and try and stay warm this winter because it's going to be a harsh one. The meteorologist has said that temperatures are going to reach below -36 tomorrow. Yeah,
I've really got to get down there too.
Yeah. Hopefully you aren't in the sky forever. I hope eventually you emerge from the seagull.
I can't see anything.
Well, good night, Matt.
Good night, Matt. We're on holiday.